Welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today we're looking at three recent cybersecurity incidents. Each one kind of unique, and they show how diverse these threats are.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes the most concerning ones, they don't even make the headlines, you know?
Right. Speaking of under the radar, our first story, it's a little creepy. It involves info stealers and how they're targeting employees at major defense contractors.
Yeah, this is a worrying trend for sure. We're talking Lockheed Martin, Boeing, even Honeywell. Organizations that deal with really, really sensitive info.
Exactly. I mean, top secret military projects, cutting edge AI systems. It's like spy movie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the crazy thing is, the attackers aren't using some super sophisticated zero-day exploit.
Nope. They're relying on something much simpler and honestly much scarier. Human error.
Oh, no.
Think about it. Downloading a game mod from a sketchy website. Or clicking a phishing link that looks like a work email. Suddenly, your computer is infected with an info stealer. It's logging your every keystroke and sending that data right back to the attacker.
And they're selling access to these computers for like 10 bucks each. $10 for potential access to classified military secrets. It's unbelievable.
It really shows that cybersecurity, it's not just about impenetrable fortresses. It's about understanding human behavior. Even the tiniest slip-up can have huge consequences.
Right. And if these highly secure defense contractors, they're struggling with info stealers. What about the average business or person? Were y'all just sitting ducks?
Yeah, not necessarily. The threat is definitely real. But there are things we can do to protect ourselves. It starts with awareness, understanding how these attacks work, recognizing phishing signs and malicious downloads.
So education is key.
Absolutely. But it's also about those robust security measures.
Yeah.
Multi-factor authentication, strong password policy.
Okay, those are great preventative measures. But what if these info stealers are already in a system? How much damage could they do?
Well, imagine an attacker gets the login of an engineer, one who's working on a sensitive military project. They could steal blueprints, sabotage systems, even plant malicious code to disrupt operations.
Okay. I'm officially freaked out. Let's move on to story number two before I spiral. This one involves Apple, known for their security, and a vulnerability that could have allowed access through, get this, the USB port. You know, the thing we use to charge our phones.
Yeah, this was a concerning one, especially because it could bypass USB lockout. Someone could get data even from a locked device.
Wait, how is that even possible? I thought iPhones were supposed to be super secure.
Generally, they are. But this vulnerability exploited a flaw in how the device handles USB connections. Certain forensic extraction tools could bypass security.
Forensic extraction tools? Like they use on crime shows.
Exactly. These tools are usually for law enforcement, but imagine them in the wrong hands. Someone could grab your device, plug it in, and potentially extract all your data, even if your phone's locked and encrypted.
Okay, that is terrifying. But you said could have allowed. So is this vulnerability still a threat?
Good news is Apple patched it in iOS 18.3.1, which reminds everyone to always keep devices updated. Software updates often include important security patches.
So everyone, drop what you're doing and update your iPhones. Seriously, do it now.
It's one of the simplest things you can do to protect yourself. And it highlights the importance of staying vigilant, even with devices and companies known for good security.
Great point. And speaking of vigilance, our third story today takes us to venture capital. A firm that invests in cybersecurity companies got hit with a cyber attack.
Yeah, this one's fascinating. It shows anyone can be a target, even those deeply involved in the cybersecurity industry. It's a stark reminder that no one is immune. Kind of ironic, isn't it? This firm, Insight Partners, they invest in all these cutting-edge cybersecurity companies, yet they fall victim to something pretty low-tech, a social engineering attack.
You're telling me the people funding the digital fortresses got outsmarted by a good old-fashioned con? It's almost reassuring.
It shows how powerful social engineering is. These attacks prey on our trust, our willingness to help, makes them incredibly effective. In this case, it probably involved a phishing email or maybe a phone call. Someone impersonating a trusted source.
So it's all about manipulating psychology, not necessarily exploiting technical vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm.
Makes you realize cybersecurity, it's just as much about human behavior as firewalls and encryption.
Exactly. And that's why security awareness training is so important. We got to give people the skills to recognize these attacks, to question suspicious requests, to verify information before they do anything.
You know, it's funny. We talk about fancy cybersecurity tools all the time, AI-powered threat detection, all that. But sometimes the best defense is just awareness and skepticism.
Absolutely. Technology is vital, no doubt. But humans are often the weakest link. Think about it. A sophisticated phishing campaign can get past anything. If someone clicks a bad link or downloads a compromised file.
It's like this constant tug of war, isn't it? Attackers are always finding new ways to exploit us,
yeah.
And we're trying to stay one step ahead.
It is a bit of an arms race, but the good news is we're not powerless. By understanding how these attacks work, being aware of our vulnerabilities, and adopting a culture of security awareness, we can make it way harder for attackers to succeed.
So what's the takeaway here, besides me needing to double-check my scam filter right now?
The takeaway is cybersecurity is a shared responsibility. It's not just for IT departments or security professionals. Everyone from the CEO to the intern has a role to play.
That's a great point. It's about creating a culture of security, where everyone gets the risks and takes steps to mitigate them. But let's be real, even with the best training and tools, can we actually prevent all cyber attacks?
Realistically, no system is 100% secure. But that doesn't mean we give up. By implementing the right safeguards and fostering that culture of awareness, we can seriously reduce our risk.
So it's all about minimizing the attack surface.
Yeah.
Making it as hard as possible for the bad guys to get in.
Exactly. Layering your defenses, combining technical measures with strong security practices, and ongoing education. It's about making yourself a less appealing target.
Okay. I'm starting to feel a little more empowered, a little less like a sitting duck. But let's get practical. What are some things our listeners can do right now to improve their own cybersecurity?
Well, first and foremost, be vigilant. Don't click links or open attachments from people you don't know. Be wary of calls or emails asking for personal info. If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
So basically, don't be naive, question everything. It's like my mom always said, stranger danger.
Exactly. Applies in the digital world just as much as the physical one. Another crucial thing is to keep your software updated. Those updates often have important security patches. They can protect you from known vulnerabilities.
Don't ignore those pesky update notifications. They might be annoying, but they could save you a lot of trouble.
Absolutely. And finally, think about strong passwords and enable two-factor authentication whenever you can. It adds an extra layer of security by making you confirm your identity in two different ways.
Two-factor authentication, it's a lifesaver. Even if someone gets your password, they can't access your account without that second factor, like a code sent to your phone.
Exactly. It's a simple step that can make a huge difference, and it's available for most online accounts these days, so there's no excuse not to use it.
So to recap, be skeptical, update your software, and embrace two-factor authentication. It sounds simple enough, but it's amazing how many people still skip these basics.
It's true. But awareness is growing, which is good. The more we talk about these issues, the more we educate ourselves and others, the better prepared we'll be for this ever-changing landscape.
Speaking of evolving, the cyber threat landscape is constantly changing. What are some emerging threats we should be watching? What's keeping you up at night these days?
Well, one area I'm particularly worried about is AI. Artificial intelligence is a powerful tool, but in the wrong hands, it could be used for some scary attacks.
So the very tech that's supposed to help us defend could be used against us. That's a scary thought.
It is. Imagine AI-powered phishing, creating personalized emails that are impossible to tell from real ones, or AI-driven malware. That can learn and adapt to bypass security.
Okay, now you're really scaring me. It sounds like we're entering a new era of cyber warfare, where the lines between human and machine are blurred.
In a way, we are. But it's important to remember, AI can also be good for cybersecurity. It can analyze tons of data to identify threats, automate security tasks, and develop better defenses.
So it's a double-edged sword. It depends how we use this powerful technology, but it's clear the stakes are higher and the threats are more sophisticated.
Absolutely. And that's why it's more important than ever to stay informed, to adapt our security practices, and to embrace continuous learning.
Well said. And on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive. Before we go, any final words of wisdom for our listeners?
My final piece of advice is this: be proactive. Don't wait for a cyber attack to happen before you act. Take steps today to protect your devices and your data.
It's a lot to think about, for sure. I mean, we've talked about everything from info stealers to USB vulnerabilities to social engineering.
And don't forget AI-powered attacks. It's a lot to process.
It really is. And I think it shows something important. Cybersecurity isn't a one-time thing. It's always changing, always learning, always adapting.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like a puzzle that keeps changing shape.
Which is why it's so important to stay updated, to find reliable sources of information, to learn about the latest threats and best practices.
And might I suggest a certain daily podcast?
Oh, you. Always plugging Cyber Mornings Daily. But seriously, folks, we're here to help. We want to guide you through this crazy cyber world.
Because knowledge is power, right? Especially when it comes to cybersecurity. The more you know, the better you can protect yourself.
So true. Okay, before we wrap up this deep dive, I have one last question for you. If you can give our listeners one piece of advice, one golden nugget to stay safe online, what would it be?
That's a good one. I'd say cultivate a healthy sense of paranoia. You don't have to go full tinfoil hat, but always question, always assume the worst, and always verify.
I love it. So basically, trust no one, not even your own computer.
Pretty much. Be proactive, not reactive. Don't wait for something bad to happen. Take security seriously now.
Okay, I'm feeling empowered and maybe a little paranoid, but in a good way.
That's the spirit. Remember, cybersecurity is a journey. It's about constantly improving and staying ahead of the game.
Well said. I think that's a perfect way to end things. Thank you so much for joining us today for this deep dive into the wild world of cyber threats.
It was my pleasure. Always great to be here on Cyber Mornings Daily.
And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more cybersecurity insights. Until then, stay safe, stay vigilant, and stay informed.